In this next episode of our occasional series, Windows into Healthcare, where we hear from health experts around the state, health reporter Carol Lofton sits down with Department of Health and Human Resources Cabinet Secretary Bill Crouch to talk about his work and what he feels are the biggest health issues facing the state.
The biggest problem is drugs, and it's affecting virtually every department in DHHR. We have 80% of our children in foster homes are from families who have had drug problems, either the overdoses by the mother or addiction by the mother. We have a large number of NAS babies, neonatal abstinence syndrome, and these babies need special care. So the problems are affected a lot by drugs. That's not our only problems. We have obesity in West Virginia. We're number one in obesity. We're number one in cardiovascular disease, number one in diabetes. So there are a lot of health problems that are difficult to tackle because they require a change in behavior. And changing people's behavior is one of the toughest things to do in healthcare.
One of the things that I'm hearing from health professionals who are dealing with the addiction problem that is in this state is not only how do we help change behavior of existing users, but how do we prevent future users and how do we impact West Virginia's youth? I mean, what is the DHHR's approach to that?
Yeah, our death rate in West Virginia to opioids and drugs is over twice the national average. We have a problem that I believe is a community problem. This has to happen from the bottom up, not the top down. I can speak all day long, and Dr. Gupta, our public health officer, can speak. Jim Justice, our new director of the Office of Drug Control Policy, who was in the same position in the city of Huntington for the past several years, can speak. It doesn't change things. We have to have change at the local level. So we're working on an approach that involves folks at the local level helping to tackle this problem. We need an intervention early on these issues.
So when you say approaching from the local level and from a community approach, I mean, those are pretty broad terms. Can you describe more specifically what you mean by that?
Well, that's what I've charged this department with, this office with developing. But it could include a social worker. It could include a professional from the local behavioral mental health program, behavioral health program. It could include someone from the local health department. It could include someone from emergency medical services. It needs to be a team of individuals who really are charged with going out and developing an intervention with an individual. A good example of what has happened in the past is in Huntington in August of last year, 2016, we had 26 individuals overdose within a few hours. Our Department of Public Health was contacted a few days later and asked to do an epidemiological study to determine the outcome of that and to determine any factors that might help prohibit that in the future. That report was done, I believe, completed in January, and it showed not one of those individuals went for treatment. So what that tells me is we need a local team at the local level to contact those folks immediately and see if we can get people into treatment sooner and convince them that is the way to go. They have to change that lifestyle. If nothing is done, in fact, we have a number of individuals who overdose two or three times a day, and so we have to have some intervention at the local level to have an impact on that.
West Virginia is a poor state, and we struggle with our economy. So when we're looking at interventions, which can be quite expensive, how does money and lack of money impact our ability to spread resources to those who might need them?
That's a great question. We started out last year's budget, as you probably know, with a $500 million deficit. It looks like we're gonna start out the next fiscal year with a $250 or $280 million deficit. So we don't have a lot of money. The legislature played a great role in the last session in passing a bill called the Ryan Brown Fund, in which settlement money from the pharmaceutical companies was placed into an account called the Ryan Brown account, to be used to develop treatment beds in West Virginia. That is one of the areas that we're lacking. We don't have enough treatment beds in West Virginia for folks that need those treatment beds. Even when you get them, when you convince them that they need treatment, we have to have a place to place those individuals. So that was a big help. But there are, we're struggling with the cost of this on West of this this public health problem in West Virginia. We get funds from the federal government from time to time, and we look for every grant we can get to try to provide funds down at the local level to combat this problem. But that's a, it, it's a barrier to fixing the problem.
Let's swing back around to kind of what you do as secretary and some of the things that you encounter. What are the biggest challenges of your job?
The biggest is probably the responsibility for the children that, that DHHR is responsible for caring for through the foster care program and others, residential programs. I really had no idea of the amount of responsibility that that involves. So that's been a little eye-opener to me.
Foster care and caring for children is something you've mentioned a couple of times. So let's talk about this a little bit. What's happening with West Virginia's children?
We have a large number of children who are there because of the drug problem. We have over more than doubled the number of children in foster care in the last 10 years. We do not have enough enough foster families. We're, many of our children now end up going to extended families, either grandparents, aunts, uncles. We're trying to recruit more foster families, but that's difficult. It's a large responsibility. It's a huge burden, but it's amazing the number of folks who have stepped up and who are trying to help children. It is not an easy thing to do. We seem to have a lack of placement in a lot of the areas that we're responsible for. We're examining that right now to look and see if there is more we can do in that area.
That was health reporter Kara Lofton speaking with DHHR's Cabinet Secretary Bill Crouch. Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medicine, and WVU Medicine.